We've got the Diamondbacks, we've got the Phillies. We've also got a rain delay, but the game would go on. Let's take it to the top of the third, Jake Lamb at the plate.
Here's the 2-2 pitch. Curve, it swung on, line back up the middle of base hit. Into center field, Descalso coming around third, he'll score. Herrera's throw to third, not in time. Throw to second, also not in time. As Goldschmidt takes third base on the single to center, and with that throw, Lamb takes second base. Not to mention that he's given Arizona a 1-0 lead.
The 2-1 delivery, swinging a high chopper left side of the infield. Getting to it is Owings, the shortstop. Off balance throw is in time, and he gets Galvis. And that takes care of the Phillies. They leave them loaded here in the bottom of the fourth. No runs, a hit, a couple of walks, and those three men left on base. To the fifth we go, 1-0 Diamondbacks.
1-0 pitch. Knapp swings and hits it in the air left center. On the run, Fuentes in the alley. He's going to get there and make the catch. Both runners trying to tag. Here's the throw to third, not in time. Franco scores, and the game is tied up. It's 1-1 here in the bottom of the sixth on the sacrifice fly by Andrew Knapp. Ramos kicks the pitch, swinging a ground ball through the right side, a base hit. Into right field, Fuentes coming around. Here's the throw from Saunders. It's not in time, and Fuentes has scored. And the Diamondbacks, just like that, reclaim the lead here in the seventh. It is 2-1 Arizona. The pitch swung on, hit in the air deep. Center field on the run, Herrera back into his right. It's going to bounce on the track in between Herrera and Altair and go for two bases. One run will score. Here's the trailing runner, Descalso. He slides home safely, scoring all the way from first. On the double by Goldschmidt, and it's 4-1 Arizona.
Were they playing him over in right center, Herrera? That ball was in the air for a long time, and he wasn't close to it.
Pete McCannon and the Phillies unable to pull it off against the Diamondbacks on Saturday as they lose 5-1. Here's McCannon on the loss.
The couple of key at-bats for me in the game today were the line drive that Nava hit to the third baseman. It could have been a different game if that gets through. And the line drive Saunders hit with bases loaded. Those were pretty key at-bats for us. Could have changed the whole game. Eichhoff pitched well enough to win. Gave us six good innings. Altair made a great play on that throw home. That was huge. Kept us in the game. Good game for six innings. If he had to do it all over again, he would have thrown to first base. You know, the runner on first is pretty quick. And I would have preferred he went to first, but, hey, I'm not going to fault it for trying to be aggressive. I just think he should have went to first.
What did you like, or what did you see from Eichhoff that you felt kind of produced better results today?
Well, he had better command of his fastball, and he threw some real good curveballs. He just located. You know, that's a good hitting team, and to hold them to one run is pretty good. So he had, that tells you he had to be locating very well. You know, we all need to be more disciplined at the plate, and you know, he showed some discipline on a couple of at-bats, but you want to have discipline on every at-bat you have. And when he gets to that point, he's going to get back to where he should be.
Is his versatility in the outfield, being able to play all three positions, is that especially helpful in a season like this when the lineup's a little more fluid and you can move him around but always kind of ensure that he has a spot?
Talking about Altair?
Yeah.
Yeah, without question. He's a solid outfielder. Good center fielder. He plays all those positions very well, and it is nice to be able to move him around, especially in center field.
I think he's the most well-rounded player on this team. I mean, seemingly he's not below average in any of the five main tools.
Right. He's got five tools, and he's athletic. He can hit. He's got pop, and you know, he can run. So he's a good player to have.
What did you see from Saunders today? You mentioned he had that at-bat, he had a couple hits.
Saunders came up with that big double to put men at second and third to allow us to score that run when Knapp hit that sack fly. And it was good to see Knapp finally come through with a man on third base that had a good at-bat. And then, of course, with bases loaded, there was a tough at-bat against the lefty for Saunders, but he hit that line drive, and if it's over his head, it could be a three-run double, a whole different game.
He really worked that at bat a little bit. He fought off a couple pitches. Is that something that you
can
try to get?
We want all our guys to do battle, but grind out at bats, and he did that.
Series wraps up on Sunday. Robbie Ray will be on the hill for the Diamondbacks. He'll face the Phillies' Ben Lively.